slušaj.
Pop karusel.
Pop kultura u pop karusel. Radnim danima od 18 do 19.
Pop karusel. Katarina Epstein.
Dizajner zvuka današnje emisije biće Nevena Obradović. Jasmine Tutum, spoken word umetnica, jedna je od najznačajnijih predstavnica dub poezije. U svojim genima nosi Jamajku i Gabon, mada je rođena u Japanu. Njena multikulturalnost i raskošan talenat došli su do izražaja kada se stacionirala do duše u Evropi. Kolaboracije sa Neil Perchom i Zion Train stavili su je u centar današnje dub scene i rezultat je bio debut album Share the Flame. Thank you.
your time. It's just a calling. Some guns, no bombs. Fictional rebels falling. Preparing for war in the time of peace. Makes no sense to think what your parents taught you. What have these dreams and ideals ever brought you? This your time is just a reckoning. Time needs a new beginning. 'Cause everyone is losing and no one is winning. In this your time. Is a mother's tears. In this your time. If you're good, Babylon paint you for bad. Eliminate you from the pages of history so that your blessed deeds become a mystery. In this your time. My heart. Why you want to break my heart? Why you want to break my heart? Why? In this your time. Time needs a new beginning, 'cause everyone is losing and no one is winning. This your time. Why you wanna break my heart? Why you wanna break my heart?
Tell me about your career.
Wow, career. It's been hard on Rocky Road. I'm a mother of two children. Yeah, so dub music has been my foundation. Whenever I'm traveling, whenever I'm being a mother, you know, it's one thing that can flow through your house. Even working, whatever, you have music. Music is, I think, really essential for us as human beings, and it can always flow. So if you're a mother and stressed out, whatever doing, you got the music and you have something to communicate with your children or with your life, you know. And for me, I'm Jamaican and it grounds me. I always have Jamaican with me.
It is a natural point to start with the dub.
Yeah.
Tell me more about your artist life. I heard many interesting stories about you. You're not just a singer.
Uh-huh. I'm a writer. I'm a writer. I do my radio show. And I also do theater.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm now interested in a lot of theater projects because Germany is... It's very international, but Germany is also, there are also parts of Germany which are very secluded, which are very introverted, you know, like they're very open now. The idea, it's now the fashion to be multicultural and intercultural and whatever words you want to say, culture, including others. And I think for my work now, I'm doing theater plays on what it is to be a black woman in Germany, what it is to come with your own culture, what it is to come with your culture. culture, though, you know, and I don't want to be German. I'll never be German, but I want respect. And I have children who are half German. My children are half German, and I want them to have 2 feet to stand on. And I think that's the only thing I can do for them, basically, you know, while I live in this country. And I've learned the language, I've done my work, and now leave me alone.
Further, the waves are coming nearer, and the sound is getting clearer.
First of all, I saw that you're a woman, talented woman.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's
thank
how
you.
We want to grow this world. Mm-hmm. It is a hard job.
Yeah, a hard job, but yeah. A heart job.
And a heart job too, soul
yeah.
job.
Yeah.
So what can we do?
What can we do to grow this world? Just be honest and link with the right people. You know, try and show people. And if people come into conflict with each other, we have different ideas. We're coming from different places. But in music, all borders fall down. And I never thought I would visit Eastern Europe. You know, like I've known capitals. I know Paris and London. And I was like, wow, you know, how will I be accepted here? What will it be like? Should I be afraid? You know, people don't know black people necessarily, or you know, okay, I think okay, there were times in the communist times, so of course there were interactions between Cuba, Angola, whatever, but you know, how to see people like me functioning here and having a message to give and having people wanting to listen to me, bringing good music, you know, and just shine here. People are so, it's so easy to joke with people. I don't know if it's an island vibe or
no, it's a Balkan vibe, I have
yeah,
to tell.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for you that you felt it.
Yeah.
You have to come to Belgrade, to Serbia.
I will love to come.
You told me an interesting story that you're working on anarchist radio.
Yeah, this Radio Dryekland was very active in the 80s. A lot of student protests going on in the 80s in Freiburg, anti-nuclear. Fessenheim is this nuclear plant, and they were protesting against this and, you know, reporting against what the protests were going, how the government was trying to, you know, like, yeah, water spray the students. They didn't go far, like using tear gas and stuff, but it got pretty reactionary as far as it can get in West Germany. I wasn't there at this time, you know, I came in 2000, you know, whatever. But it has a very strong history, you know, and people were like broadcasting the protests from little places like in the city, and then the police would come and invade these places, and the radio would move, you know, a guy would move with his antenna to another place in the city and broadcast what was happening and what was going on with the students. And Freiburg is a very old university city, the home of Heidegger, and yeah, lots of things, you know. It's pretty international in its way, but it's in the heart of the Black Forest, and I always joke and say, where else would I want to be in Germany except for the Black Forest?
Okay, nice. Mm-hmm. Can you change your mind today, people? That's people listening to the radio.
For sure.
Anarchist radio.
I have so many young women.
I have beliefs.
Young women who listen to my program and they say, Jasmine, man, you know, we tune into you at 10:30. I'm playing all kinds of dub music. I'm playing, you know, like from Lee Scratch Perry or, yeah, Lee Scratch Perry to Irasian Steppers to Brain Damage out of France. I'm going to England. I'm coming to Croatia, Dub Collective, Radical Dub Collective. I heard of them before I ever met them. And yeah, it's a worldwide dub affair. And for me, dub music is heartbeat music. It's my life. It saves my life.
cosmic explorers of the 21st century. Economic explorers of the 21st century.
Orphan of dance and romance, he taught me to move in the trance, and so I followed it by the water.
Ecco.
Fest. Najbolji filmovi sveta od 28. februara do 9. marta. Nije sve crno-belo. 42. Fest.
Ja ne znam, dragi,
da PGP RTS vam predstavlja
godina koja je i koji
muziku među javom i među snom. Na novom albumu Lene Kovačević.
Nisi
san u prodaji.
Govore,
nemajte sa nama,
srećna i zdrava bude cijela planeta naša.
Eko. Girls who fear the dub for fear of losing themselves on a pounding beat, reverb, drum beat, bass speaker that could easily confuse itself with a pounding in the loins and a swirling in the head. Who could tell where the bass beat might end up? Girls whose female guardians, mothers, grandmothers, aunts would flick the radio off if they ever heard Daddy Roy say, shake it, but don't break it. Little schoolgirl shouldn't listen to the dub. A little schoolgirl shouldn't listen to the dub. A little schoolgirl shouldn't listen to the dub. A little schoolgirl shouldn't listen to dub music. Mama, can you tell me why dreadlocks can't live in a tenement yard? Mama, can you tell me why? A little schoolgirl shouldn't listen to the dub. A little schoolgirl shouldn't listen to the dub. A little schoolgirl shouldn't listen to the dub. A little schoolgirl shouldn't listen to that music. Mama, can you tell me why me have to skank my knees every time me hear the dub? Mama, can you tell me why? A little schoolgirl shouldn't listen to the dub. A little schoolgirl shouldn't listen to the dub. A little schoolgirl shouldn't listen to the dub. A little schoolgirl shouldn't listen to the music. Music, 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 music.
To learn to take it easy too, you know, because if you're growing inside, outside, what falls apart or what happens and everything, forget that. It's there's a lot of growing going on inside you and how you meet people and the connections, and to really always believe that there are connections that are real.
Of course, thank you. That's what Jamaican music learn us all the time.
Yeah. And it's positive. Yeah, it's you have to stay positive. Wake up in the morning, try and be positive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a song now with Zion Train. We just started, you know, and I had a really hard couple of weeks, you know, and I called Neil in Cologne from Zion Train. I said, Neil, do you have any rhythms for me? You know, I'm like, I'm not doing so good inside, you know, I need some music. He sends me 2 tracks and I record on these tracks. I'm in my apartment and I'm like, you know, hey, I look out the window. It's just one of the days and one of the ways I look for my serenity. Cause here in Babylon, things are Babylon wrong. And then I go off into a poem. But music is uplifting. And I think we know that's the only religion we have left. It's the only thing we have to share.
I don't have any. You sing for me. Thank you so much.
Okay, I chant.
Technicolor tropical sunsets to make your eyes bleed. Spliffs built like organic Eiffel Towers. Rum to make you wanna walk the autobahn dressed in black at midnight. James Bond girls, Caribbean nymphs, women, beach boys whose muscles put Apollos to shame. See me smiling, laying back, sipping or smoking the good life on this your island vibe. But you know, this is no holiday for me. This is my life. And sometimes my island vibe well raw, well angry. It no any kind of cloud chill out. See me dancing, whining my waist, my hips a spheric suggestion on this your island vibe. But you know, I'm no easy chick. My joy runneth over, and I just let the music wash my soul. And if you lose control, Jamaica, not my problem. Hear me talking, smooth lips churning the word, the sound and power on this your island vibe. But you know, these words crash into each other, and grandma is always just around the corner. Me no business, see me ya, and a dis me a go dub. Me no business, see me ya, and a dis me a go dub. I am real, I can't forget the slash of the whip, the hurricanes, the IMF loans, the visa refusals, and the black beauty mark of the beast on this year island vibe.
You came on Sea Splash with a Zion Train.
Exactly, and yeah, with double standards. Ah, so I was like booked twice with these guys out of Austria, who've done a lot of work with Lee Scratch Perry, and they do an album now, Woman in Dub, which is not necessarily purely a dub album, but I'm there representing dub poetry, and these are my roots in
dub
music.
That's what I want to ask.
Yes.
Tell us something, please.
Dub poetry. There's a famous Jamaican woman called Louise Bennett, and she brought the Jamaican language. Jamaican language was pushed down for many, many, many years, you know, like it's a language of our slave ancestors who mixed African language with English to communicate. They're slaves from different tribes in Africa. You know, Africa has maybe over 3,000 tribes, and the only way the slaves could communicate form a communal language. And this is Jamaican nation language, and we call it Patois, but it's not really Patois because Patois has another political meaning, basically Jamaican language. And Louise Bennett was the first woman poet to write this language. And as a child, she did a radio program, a television program, and I participated on this program with her. And I learned a lot of traditional Jamaican songs, a lot of traditional Afro-Jamaican songs. At this time, we were very strongly linked with socialist Cuba. And America said to us, you know, hey, you better cut your links with Cuba or else we're not giving you any more IMF support. Yeah, but I'm lucky enough to be old enough to belong to this generation where culture was a very important part of the society. Yeah, and going into the traditions and seeing where we're coming from. And yeah, so Louise Bennett was very important. I moved to Japan. 20 years ago, yeah. I moved and lived to Japan, lived in Japan. I was studying Japanese art history. I'm an art historian at study school, and I was studying Japanese art history and also working for an English journal in Kyoto, the town where I was living. And Linton Kwesi Johnson came to this town, and I'm the only Jamaican there. I got the chance to interview him. Right place, right time. Yes! Mr. Johnson, how are you doing? You know, talk to me about this art and craft from our country. And he gave a great interview, but he also gave a message, you know. And for us in Jamaica, we talk about each one, teach ones. You know, we don't have to go to university. You don't have to have lots of money and learn things and travel. You can be home. Somebody's traveled. Someone brings you knowledge. Knowledge is something to be shared. And this is a very important part of how I came to dub music. And yeah.
Noises in the blood. It a boil, it a curdle, it a jump every hurdle. Defiance. She arrived as a black bone doll, a living corpse, screaming, bleeding, packed too tight, scarred on body, marked in mind. Only the fittest survived. She still got noises in the blood. It a boil, it a curdle, it a jump every hurdle. Defiance. She can dance, she can turn her sorrows into her woman warrior dance. She take the chance to show that Rome ate romance. She's a sound system Salome, go go. She lifts it, hitches it, pitches it. She'll spread her wings to fly away. And when the power not in balance, it mean the power not shared. And when darkness turns to light, she'll catch the enemy running scared. She got noises in the blood. It a boil, it a curdle, it a jump every hurdle. Defiance. She's a warrior gal, fighting for the noises in her blood, for the soul she's bold. Can't bank on beauty, and the pen alone can't win. It must turn a thousand tongue tips into pointed spears. Aha! She got noises in the blood. It a boil, it a curdle, it a jump every hurdle. Defiance.
And we have to change the world. Not politicians, not men anymore. We have to do our contribution.
Yeah, yeah.
You agree with that?
Yeah, I'm a mother. Mother's babies dying is a quote from one of my poems. You know, like, mother's babies dying. Dying for what? Dying for the hypocrisy. You know, dying for the money. Dying for what? Somebody fucking else in war, you know? And I refuse to bring a child 9 months in my stomach two times, and I'm going to offer it to a government, what they do for me. Yeah? What
is? We're here on a wonderful festival.
Yeah, wonderful
festival.
What
did you like here?
I love it. I love it. I was here at Sea Splash. I performed with Zion Train and Double Standard. I love the response from the people. Germany is different. You know, it's just different. And every day is a lesson for me how to survive there. In Croatia, I felt I could relax. I really relaxed. People understood my jokes. We could smile. It doesn't take much. And it was really comfortable to be here and to work with the organizers of the festival. And of course, I want to be back here now. I make holiday the first time in 5 years that I'm making holiday here, you know.
Did you meet some musician you like and talk with them to exchange some experience? To meet anybody?
Well, for me,
I met Mos Def and it was, and Mala, and it was a great experience for me.
Yes.
This is Friendly Festival.
Yeah, friendly. It's a family festival, more at Sea Splash. Of course, Sea Splash is more intimate, you know. I get to meet people I've heard of, but I respect their music, like Channel One, you know. I met Russ Caleb, for example, from Channel One, and we just clicked, and they took the time to stay and listen to what I had to deliver here at Sea Splash in Croatia, and they said, hey, you know, go on with your work, sister, you're doing it right. And you always need supporters, you always need, of course, people in music as well, you know. You don't necessarily need the praise, oh, you're great, whatever, but they say, yeah, you're doing something different, go on with it, you're on a vibe, you know. And this is what's really special here. That was what was special for me at Sea Splash. Yeah, Radical Dub Collective, they came to Freiburg, but I know them through Neil, you know, it's like a family. I know them through Neil from Zion Train. He was producing the album.
Yeah.
And at Sea Splash, I met Vedran, and Vedran was there that night. I was there. I didn't know I would ever meet this person ever again in my life. And it was wonderful, you know. I think the music has a pulse wherever there's trouble, wherever there is need, there is space for dub.
Mother of restless people.
It is autumn now. I've had summer holiday with my family. I've just been here in Croatia. I'm filming for my new track. Political thing, like we say in Jamaica, we don't say thing, but we say ting. Political thing, that music is our politics. Music is the way we change things. You know, we don't depend on the politicians to do anything for us. I think it's more like dubbing in consciousness to people. And we filmed this video. I'm here with Bella Doka from Hungary, a Hungarian photographer I met along my ways, and we did something beautiful in Kamenyak, this landscape, this burnt out landscape, you know, and I can talk my poetry against this backdrop that can be anywhere from Serbia, Bosnia, to Syria, to Lebanon, to anywhere where fires are blazing, you know, and we need to cool things down.
Yeah, cool things down, and where people with a free mind still, somewhere,
yeah,
they're full of music.
Yeah, yeah.
They're full of poetry.
Yeah.
You write poetry.
Yeah.
Tell me your poetry.
Tell you some of my poetry.
Yeah.
It's not easy running with the rhythm because you're running with the rebels, and that's a political thing. It's not easy to open the minds of the true criminals. An old coconut is terribly hard, and that's a political thing. It's not easy because scarcity means when there is no water, there can only be thirst, and that's political thing. So run with the rebels, cross the borders, and meet sound warriors. That's your political thing.
It's not easy.